Maybe she'd never really known her mother at all. And if you couldn't know the person whose body was your first home, then who could you ever know? The Mothers, Britt Bennett. Prologue. The story starts with a scandal that I thought would end my life. Fortunately, my scandal didn't kill anyone. In fact, it pales in comparison with what I went on to discover at Rose Hall. Thus far, the way I see it, in any good life, you need to die several times to really lead a life worth living. There are little deaths, and there are big deaths. My teal has both, and the real tragedy would be if this story were to die with me. I was lying when I swore I would take this secret to my grave. I had no right to promise that. Granger's Bookbinders, 143 Long Millgate, Manchester. Rose Hall, Lancashire, 20th of November, 1896. Dear Mr. Granger, I trust this note finds you in good health, and that business is as steady as when last we met some years ago. I write to you with an unusual commission. I will not trouble you here with the details of my current circumstances. Since the untimely death of my beloved wife, Lady Persephone, it seems the fates are in conspiracy against me. Suffice it to say that I find myself now in need of your excellent services, and on a far grander scale than before. The library at Rose Hall is, as you are aware, extensive. I am proud of the rarity and quality of the books it now houses, a collection that I've painstakingly curated over many years. I now find myself in the unhappy position of seeking a buyer for my collection. Many of the books, due to their age and mishandling by less cautious owners, are badly in need of restoration. There are perhaps some 200 such artefacts. The nature of my circumstances make it necessary that this work be carried out to the highest quality and with the greatest rapidity.